Another concern we have is the impact of technology on young people. Many parents worry that their children are spending too much time on screens, whether scrolling on social media, surfing the internet, or playing computer games. To be clear, this isn't a new worry. In the past, children were constantly reminded not to watch too much TV. But today's environment is on a wholly different scale. Everyone is online, always connected, and always within reach on their phones 24/7. So it's much harder for parents to set boundaries or even to know what their children are doing. And when young people become overly immersed in the virtual world, they may lose touch with the real one. They may grow up more socially isolated. They may be exposed to harmful or toxic content. And over time, all this can quietly chip away at their self-esteem, emotional development, and mental well-being. The use of AI by students is another emerging issue. One teacher told me he noticed his students' essays improve almost overnight. He was very surprised. What had he done to bring about such a dramatic change? So he checked and found out the students had been using ChatGPT to improve their writing. So now we feel a growing unease that students may over-rely on AI and take shortcuts, that they may not make the effort to learn and master the fundamentals, and that ultimately they may never learn to think for themselves. So how should we respond to all of these technological developments? The reality is we are living in a digital age. There are huge upsides to being digitally connected. Greater access to knowledge, more avenues to express ourselves, and new ways to connect with one another. So we must make full use of these technologies. But we must also be clear-eyed about the downsides and manage them carefully. And that means striking the right balance, a balance between protecting our young from the potential harms and equipping and empowering them to fully exploit the benefits of technology. And we have to start early, right from infancy. For infants and toddlers, the science is clear. No screen time at all. That's infants and toddlers. Even for preschoolers, we should be mindful and limit their screen time. That means we should not use phones as a babysitter just to keep our children quiet or occupied. Instead, we should encourage them to spend more time outdoors, playing, making friends, and being active. Let them run around in the parks and playgrounds. Give them space to explore on their own, to try, take some knocks, and get back up again. Through it all, they can learn, grow, and gain confidence in the real world, not the virtual one. We will do more to support parents in this journey. Some countries have passed new laws to tighten access to the internet and social media for children. We are studying their experiences closely to understand what truly works. And we will consider what more we can do to strengthen online safety for children.